With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After less than a month in office, President Trump secures the release of a Pennsylvania teacher imprisoned in Russia. President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, negotiated a deal with the Kremlin to release Mark Fogel. Fogel was arrested on charges of bringing medicinal marijuana into Russia in 2021. Fogel credits his strength, President Trump, and special envoy Steve Witkoff for his release.
It was my energy. It was my being that kept me going that whole time. And I will forever be indebted to President Trump, to Steve over there. What a dynamic man this guy is.
On social media, President Trump posted, quote, "When I saw Mark Fogel's mother at a rally, she said, 'If you win, will you get my son out?' I promised her. She's 95 years old. And I said, 'We'll get him out.' And we got him out pretty quickly," end quote. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is giving Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency more power to cut fraud and waste in the federal government. When asked about people calling his efforts a hostile takeover, Musk said that people voted for major government reform, and that is what the people are going to get.
It's just common sense. It's not draconian or radical, I think. It's really just saying, let's look at each of these expenditures and say, is this actually in the best interest of the people? And if it is, it's approved. If it's not, we should think about it.
President Trump says Musk and his team have already uncovered a huge amount of government, wasteful government spending.
Tens of billions of dollars that we've already found. And now a judge who's an activist judge wants to try and stop us from doing this.
This is SRN News. Teenagers are interested in Jesus.
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, "Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump announces the establishment of a White House faith office led by Paula White Kane, a longtime pastor in the independent charismatic world. An early supporter of Mr. Trump's in 2016, she led his Faith and Opportunity Initiative in 2019, advising faith-based organizations on ways to partner with the federal government. This is SRN News. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning attendees at a Paris summit against killing the growth of artificial intelligence with excessive regulation.
Vice President J.D. Vance has told a summit on artificial intelligence that the Trump administration would never restrict its citizens' rights to free speech.
"We feel very strongly that AI must remain free from ideological bias and that American AI will not be co-opted into a tool for authoritarian censorship."
He also used his speech to world leaders, tech bosses, and researchers to repeatedly push back against what he called excessive regulation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Disney is changing content warnings ahead of several old movies, including Dumbo and Peter Pan. In the past, it said negative depictions and/or mistreatment of peoples or cultures, and they've changed it to read, "This program is presented as originally created and may contain stereotypes or negative depictions." This is SRN News.